There was an old song, a man chases a girl until she catches him. It's totally the opposite with God. He chases us until he catches us, and then we say, I've found the Lord. His pursuit of us is relentless. He will not rest himself until, having captivated you, he captivates your heart. Two different things here. You can make a mental ascent and come into the kingdom, but then there's the little matter of your heart, your affections. He's jealous for those, for your unshared love, your unshared devotion. When that's in the right place, everything else aligns itself underneath. But while your affections are set on something other than him, you're like a dog's hind leg. Just pause here, please, and look at your dog's hind leg, or anyone else's dog's hind leg for that matter, and you'll see it's bent. The point I'm making is that we are born out of alignment with him, and we don't come straight back in automatically the moment we believe. It takes years sometimes to get us to let go of the things we can't live without and find that actually he is the only one we cannot live without. So how's it working out for you? Just how much of your heart has he got? Try drawing a pie chart and marking out what things are actually filling your heart. You might be in for a surprise at how little he has got. Inconvenient enlightenment coming up. He won't rest himself until he has your whole heart, beloved. All of it. Your unshared love and affection. That will be it. We could be hitting some white water shortly, so would you make sure you're fastened in your little craft? We're going to touch some sore spots in the next couple of days, but it's all good. We need to get some things out of the way, and I've got to get back to my script, which is looking at what God sees as the normal Christian life, which is his resurrection life and power working through you.